Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Stop it, Vermont. You are killing me. If one more farmer figures out one more way to make more delicious foods from the goods that they produce, I may explode. The latest thing we're seeing is dairy farms making gelato. Melissa Passanen writes for the Savivore section of the Burlington Free Press. She's here to tell us about it. Melissa, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
It's so good to be here, Rick.
For the uninitiated, what is gelato?
Well, the good news is it's not going to kill you as much as some other things. Gelato is Italian-style ice cream. My understanding is there is no technical definition, but it's generally lower fat because it's made with milk, usually whole milk rather than cream, like ice cream. It's usually egg-free. And the way they make it, there's less air, so it's more dense. And it's served at a slightly warmer temperature than ice cream, so it's going to give you a softer mouthfeel, and the flavors pop through a bit more.
Ah, yeah, so that's why it's softer, the lower temperature. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. You recently visited some farmers that started making their own, so tell us about them.
So this is Far Farms in Richmond. Folks who know that area, you drive from Richmond to Huntington, and it's on the left, a big sort of yellow barn. And the Farrs have been there since 1951. I met Peg Farr, the matriarch of the family. She is just, everything is perfect. Her hair, her clothes, wonderful. And she's a big fan of the gelato. She's seen a lot of ups and downs in farming and is really happy that the farm is now milking again. They took a break. So the son of Chuck and Harriet, who that's Peg's son, Chuck, their son, Ashley, who's 38, went away to school, came back and wanted cows back on the dairy. They had taken a break and they were able to do that with a robotic milker, which is a whole nother story, which I think you've covered before, but is really cool. And so Ashley's wife, Erin, wanted to do this new project. And Peg was so lovely about it. The grandmother, she said, "I'm so happy they have the energy to do this."
Well, how and why did they get into gelato?
Like so many small dairy farms in Vermont, the milk price is not something they control. And that's very tough to run a business that way. So Erin was looking into ways they could value add to their milk product and control the pricing. So they've been bottling milk since January, and that's available at their farm store and I think at a couple other general stores that maybe they're expanding a little bit. And then they started to go into gelato. They got a $30,000 loan from the Vermont Farm Fund to build a little creamery, a processing plant, and they can use the same pasteurizer for the milk with which they can then make the gelato mix. And then there's a gelato machine that churns or spins the gelato, and that's where they add the flavors. And Erin had the help this summer of a young woman, an intern from UVM, which she said was awesome, Melissa Weiss. And then Ashley's two daughters, Erin's stepdaughters, Aislinn and Lexi, who are teenagers, were also helping out.
And you have to buy the gelato right there at the farm, right?
Right. So for right now, they're just doing what pop-up scoop, basically, days a couple times a week. And so if you go to their Facebook or their website, we'll put the link up on the VPR website, you can see what they're doing or follow them on Instagram. She posts really cute photos on Instagram. And yeah, so that's the only way, although they do expect to get some retail distribution.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is Melissa Passanen of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing gelato made by dairy farmers. Melissa, what varieties of gelato are they making at the Far Farm?
Well, it's sort of whatever they feel like. I was there one day several weeks ago, and they were making mint chocolate chip, and it was not bright green. It was a natural mint flavoring. It was delicious. They make a hazelnut chocolate, you know, a Nutella flavor, which is amazing. And they were making strawberry, which was also really good. And then Aislinn, who was helping out, said, "How about Oreo?" And Erin said, "Oh, I think we have a packet of Oreos at the house. Go grab them." So she brought them back. They crunched them up and they used the sweet cream base and added Oreos. So it's sort of whatever they feel like making. They're buying, you know, approved purees and flavorings from a company. And then they sort of mix it up with what they have around.
Who's testing the gelato for
Oh, them? Everyone, of course. You know, I was there and there was a farmer I know, Mark Fashing from Jericho Settlers, who stopped by to taste test the milk hauler, the guy who drives the milk truck that picks up the rest of the milk that isn't going to gelato and the stuff that they're selling right right there. He needed to test some, so pretty much you don't have trouble finding taste testers when you're making gelato.
And have you found any other farms that are making gelato now?
So it was really interesting. The Four Farms was the first I had heard of. There are other people making ice cream, frozen yogurt on the farm, but not gelato. And then I was down in the Rutland area and somebody said, oh, Larson Farm in Wells is doing it. So they're not doing it quite yet, but I caught up with Rich, and Rich and his wife Cynthia and their daughter Mercy have about 25 milking jerseys in Wells, and they have been doing selling raw milk for quite a while, but folks may know there's a limit on how much of that you can sell. So they were looking at ways to expand, and they got a USDA value-added grant for almost $50,000. They're building a creamery, same sort of setup with a pasteurizer. They will probably also do some bottling and some yogurt, but they are also planning to do gelato. They have the equipment in-house and will start testing, and that will roll out this fall. I talked to Rich. So there's an appeal there, he said, because you can use the whole milk. You don't have leftover skim if you were doing something with cream. You don't have leftover buttermilk if you were making butter. You don't have leftover whey if you were making cheese. So one of the appeals of gelato is it uses the whole milk as it comes out of the cow, obviously pasteurized. So they're looking at probably doing a maple flavor, and he had just tasted a lavender that he really liked. He's thinking of doing some sort of creative flavors, but he said something funny. He said they've done some research, and they have learned that for kids under 12 and for men over 50, vanilla reigns supreme. So apparently they will also be making vanilla. So he said they'll probably be available at their farm store, but also the Rutland and Dorset farmers markets. And they plan to be in some retailers in Rutland and Bennington County. So look for that later this fall.
Melissa Passanen writes for the Save of War section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
My pleasure. Now I'm hungry.